133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of the show with no name on Vaughan Radio, and we've got a great program in store today. In store is por venir. So everybody climb on board. Careful with this word. Let's start off with a little pronunciation. Climb on board. Do you hear that B? Did I say climb? No. It's climb on board. Súbete. Hop on board. The reason I tell you is because I've heard so many people say climber or to climb. But that's not the pronunciation. We don't pronounce it. That B is a silent B, such as bomb, dumb, numb, thumb, right? If you can come up with your own, I'm sure there are more. Debt, doubt. I mean, we've just looked at 6 or 7 words with a silent B. Make a list. See, you've already got some homework. Make a list of words in English with a silent B. I just gave you about 5 or 6 to start your list. Do what Damian and I do. Now, if you guys didn't know, Damian is the co-author of This Book is the Milk and the Remilk. And something we like to do, and we call it, I'll give you some of our strategy when we're preparing our content, our books, our podcasts, and it's a drop-down menu. What does that mean? Pues cuando vas a internet, you go over to a web page and you want to see, okay, ubicaciones, locations de un restaurante or Media Mart, I don't know, whatever. Okay, there's a drop down, cliqueas y te salen más opciones. Well, that's what I mean when I say make your own list. So if we look at words, let's look at another example with the pronunciation. We'll look at another pronunciation example with the pronunciation ch, future. Nature, situation, natural, creature, right? Statue. I can think of many, many more, I'm sure, if I put my mind to it. Si lo pienso bien. So again, what is a drop-down menu? It's you taking that list now and adding more options. Hey, we have our own code, Damian and I. We call words that you didn't know that you knew milky words. Las palabras milky. What would be an example of a milky word? Well, for example, the word aconsejar. If you tell me, Alberto, I don't know how to say aconsejar. And then I would say, okay, well, I say you do. And you would say, sí. And then I would say, well, don't you know there's an app? Hay una aplicación. There's an app where if you're going to go on a trip, de viaje, pues te da consejos, te aconseja. And that is called Trip Advisor. Now, si yo te digo que advisor es la persona o la cosa que aconseja, ¿qué sería el verbo? Aconsejar. To advise somebody. I advised him not to go. Aconsejar. Y todos habéis visto Trip Advisor. A lo mejor lo has pronunciado Trip Advisor. No, así no. So, but what do? They give you advice. Y fijaos, to advise es el verbo. Suena como una Z, pura y dura. And advice, el sustantivo, que se escribe con una C, suena como una S. So I'm going to advise you. I'm going to give you some advice. Y ojo, en inglés es incontable. So vosotros decís consejos, plural. We don't say some advices. We just say some advice. Ahora, ¿qué quieres decirme una cosa o seis? Todo tuyo. Suit yourself. Tú Mismo. All right. Well, we've looked at so much vocabulary so far. We've had a couple drop down menus. We've looked at pronunciation. We've looked at vocabulary, idiomatic expressions, and we haven't even gotten started really. So I think we should lift off. What do you guys think? Are you ready to take your English to the next level? All right. Everybody hop on board or climb on board because it's time for liftoff.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show with no name. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show. Now it's official, folks. We are climbing higher and higher. And who knows where we'll end up? We know one thing, though. The sky's the limit. ¿Qué significa eso? No hay límite. Well, my amigos, before we get started, I just wanted to remind you, I and the rest of my colleagues, that's all of us. I don't know anyone who's not going. I could be wrong. But we are going to be at the book fair. We, meaning Richard Vaughn, Kyle Miller, Ximena Holiday, I don't think is going to be there. Bis? She's in Canada. It's a little bit difficult. If she's in Canada, she would love to be there. In fact, Ximena is working on a project that I can't tell you about. No te puedo contar todavía. I'm working on it with them. Now, Ximena and Carmen did all the work. Han hecho un currazo aquí. And I can't tell you yet, but I'll tell you this. We've been working, primarily them. I just lent my voice. Yo presté la voz. But we're working on some really cool stuff for kids, para chavales. And I'm excited about it because I can't wait to give it to my daughter, but it's not out yet. As soon as I can tell you about that, I will. But we have so many books. I hate books. Resources, right? We have so many resources available because our books are more than books. As you guys know, our books come with audio, which I think is so important. When you want to speak a language, you want to hear it so you can replicate that sound, right? Okay, you can read it, pero a lo mejor lo estás pronunciando mal. ¿Cómo sabes? Pues para eso está el audio. And we used to, when I first started working at Vaughn, we included CDs for this. And now it's just downloadable. So you can download just one chapter of the book or the whole thing. I guess it depends on how much space you have on your phone. Point being, lo importante siendo, we will be at the book fair, Feria del Libro, Retiro, Madrid. The countdown is on. I think there's like 4 days until I'm there. I know Kyle, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be there Friday. But I'll be there 2 Saturdays. Write it down if you haven't yet. Many, many people have confirmed that they're going to come, and I think that's great. I will be at the Vaughn stand on Saturday, May 28th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. And then again on Saturday, June 11th from 2 p.m., excuse me, from 12 p.m. to 2, o sea, el horario es igual, de 12 a 2. Dos sábados, el 28 de mayo y el 11 de junio. I hope to see you. If you can't make it, I understand. Maybe I'll connect, you know, we'll do an Instagram live stream. Also, if you can't make it those days, remember, Richard Vaughn's going to be there. I don't know what dates, but you can check everything out. If you guys go over to GrupoVaughn.com, you can find out who's going to be there when. But I'm really looking forward to it. And I know I speak on behalf of, en nombre de, I know I speak on behalf of all of my colleagues. So I hope to see you guys at the Feria del Libro. Another thing we've got coming up too, I'm also your social director, not just your English teacher, but let's see, where's my calendar? Here it is. Okay, because I don't want to tell you the wrong date. So June is around the corner. Junio está a la vuelta de la esquina. Yeah, I can't believe it myself. But we're going to kick off June the right way, in style, with my buddy, mi colega, my boss, my friend, Richard Vaughn. And he is going to be hosting a trivia night. This is June 1st. June 1st, it's a Wednesday. It's at 8:30 p.m. The year is 2022. Bueno, por si repiten el programa. And you want me to give you some inside information? The next day, the following day, June 2nd, is Fitz's birthday. So I think that's an awesome way to kick off June. If you want to be challenged at a trivia night with Richard Vaughn, all of us are going to be there as well, supporting him and drinking beer and having fun. But if you're looking for a challenge and, well, just a chance to improve your English, to play, to make friends, make sure you come. That is June 1st. It's Vaughn Radio Trivia Nights, hosted by the big man himself. And it wasn't easy. We weren't sure this day would come. Not at all. Because he was like, I don't know if I get this trivia. You know, when you get to a certain age, you're like, why should I do that? You know, when you're younger, it's quite the opposite. You're like, oh, cool, let's do that. And then we'll do that. And when you're old, you're like, so you want me to do what? Okay, well, let me see what it entails to entail is que conlleva, puede ser? So no, que implica, what it entails. And he liked it. He enjoyed it, and he goes, I could do this. I think, because, you know, he didn't want to do something that felt like an obligation. Why? He has no need to do that. And at this point, you know, he's a successful businessman. He doesn't need to host a trivia night. And we don't do it for money. We do it for some beer and some food, honestly. it's the same thing in the end. Where does my money go? Beer, food, right? That's about it. Diapers, pañales, you know. Hopefully that'll end soon. But check it out, guys. It's a great night. It's June 1st. 2022 Trivia Night, 8:30 p.m. at Roll Madrid, hosted by the big man himself. And you will be challenged, and you'll have fun. And speaking of challenges, I think it's time for today's pop quiz. That's right, my amigos. You know it. It is our pop quiz, Examen Sorpresa, here on the show with no name. This is where you want to make sure you're following us on social media and that you're getting all the content that we're sharing on a daily basis, a diario. And when I say we, I mean Vaughn, Grupo Vaughn. I mean my colleagues, and obviously me as well. Follow us, and even if you miss a show or something, or you can't listen to us for a week or two, at least next time you're on the toilet, you're on the throne, and you open up your phone, well, you will have some English content. Okay, I know. I know you look at your phone on the toilet. Guys, come on. We can be honest with each other, right? Okay. Well, learn English on the toilet for free. Download the Vaughn Radio app and you don't have to miss a program. Follow us on social media and you'll get additional content that usually goes along with what we're doing on the shows. In the case of Tosh Posquat's, always connected to something she does on the show. Kyle Miller as well. Me, it depends. Sometimes it has to do with something we look at on Show With No Name. Sometimes it has something to do with what we look at on FYI for your English. Today, we're going to take a look at an expression, an idiomatic expression. And this is an expression that has to do with luck. And a couple days ago, we looked at different ways of saying that you were lucky or unlucky. So this is, consider this like a continuation, if you will, of that. And the reason I'm looking at this is because recently, just a couple days ago, I released, solté, would you say, estrené, the bonus episode of FYI on Las Vegas. So if you want to learn some of the secrets behind Las Vegas, make sure you listen to those episodes. If you haven't heard the first one, listen to the first one and then listen to the bonus one. I recommend you do it in order. And you'll learn not just about Las Vegas, but you'll learn tons of expressions that have to do with gambling, el juego. And believe me, como vosotros, hay muchísimos que usamos a diario. So I started the post by saying, do you feel lucky? You feel lucky, punk? Dirty Harry. Lavish Las Vegas. Lavish is lujoso. Opulento, opulent. Luxurious. Lavish Las Vegas was founded today in 1905. Not today, but when I posted this, okay? So you're in luck. Tienes suerte. The bonus episode is now available. And then I gave you guys an option con los dados, okay? And I said, you blank the dice. Okay, dice son dados. Dice. O sea, en español es dice. Pues, ¿qué dice eso? Dice dice. Okay. It's a double trouble, isn't it? ¿Qué pone eso? What is, ¿qué dice eso? Dice dice. So dice son dados. We all play with dice since we're little kids, even if you're not a gambler, if poker is not your thing. Or actually, you don't use dice in poker. You use dice in roulette, I believe, in craps, el que se juega en la calle. Right? Dice. Also, to dice es cortar algo en cubitos. Right? You have to dice. What are things that we normally dice? You can dice onions, tomatoes. ¿Y qué? Porque parecen dados. Right? Y la expresión, however you slice it or dice it, es pongas como lo pongas. Cortas como lo cortas. Piénsalo. Tiene sentido. Slice es trocear finamente. And dice es en cuadritos. So I asked people, ¿cómo se dice lanza los dados? Do you say, A, spin the dice, spin, 11.2%. Acuérdate, coma dos, decimos punto dos en inglés, con porcentajes. So 11.2% of the Twitter population said spin the dice. 87, this is very high, 87.1% said roll the dice. I'm going to guess that's the right one. And only 1.7% of the Twitter population polled, sondeados, said rotate the dice. Well, I think Twitter was right. They're not always right on Twitter, are they? Even though they think they are. It's roll the dice, right? Piensa, hacer rodar, roll the dice. You can also say toss, que es lanzar. También toss the dice. Great. Now, what do I want from you? Well, we have an expression that was said by Julius Caesar, supposedly, Julio César, Julius Caesar. And in in Latin, iba a decir en español, in Latin it's alea iacta est. But you also say la suerte está echada, if I'm not mistaken. What I want you to do is tell me how we say this expression, this quote, esta cita realmente, which is a quote that turned into an expression. I want you to tell me how we say it in English, but I don't just want you to give me the idiomatic expression, because that's a good first step, knowing it, writing it down, saying it. But it's more important that you're able to personalize it, to put it into a real life situation in your, you know, based on your circumstances. So when would be a circumstance now in the current world we live in where you would say, well, pues la suerte está echada. Okay? That's what I'm looking for. I want you to relate it. I want you to put it in context, because maybe, just maybe, that'll help you remember it. Maybe a very big maybe, because I've seen it time and time again with my students. The moment they associate something somehow in their heads, the odds, hablando de palabras del juego, la probabilidad, the odds are that you're going to remember it. Okay, so let's see. I see, Kubla, you gave us the expression, very nice. But remember, that's not what I'm looking for, as I just said. So I want you to give me the expression, but in a context, in a situation where you or any of us could use it right now. I can think of a couple, but remember, we're not putting my English to the test right now. So I will tell you that the word dice is an irregular plural. Okay? Because dice es plural. Ya hemos dicho que se escribe como dice. But the singular is die, como morir. Yeah. So you're not going to die because of a die, are you? No vas a morir por un dado, ¿no? Well, if you choke on it. Die. Same word, right? Another word it reminds me of is a homophone. D-Y-E. Que es teñir, tinte, dye. It's a good sound to know because, as we're seeing, it has many, many uses. I have to dye, la frase de mi madre, I have to dye my hair. Oh, man, you got to laugh. You got to, everything, see how I got the context there? Ya para mí teñir es así, ¿qué tiño? Por mi madre, su pelo, porque es, y es la frase suya. So personalize it. Make the word, make the expression yours. So if you're, I just saw we have our friend Lourdes, who's a pilot on board, pun intended. Lourdes would probably use this expression in a different way than someone who worked maybe as a politician, for example. Okay? And I'm just using examples. So let's take a look. Let's see if you guys can put it into context for me. The good thing is we've got the expression. You guys know it. But let's take it a step further, un paso más allá. Kubla says, when I go to the Stardust on the Strip. Now, the Stardust was, I believe it's not there anymore. The Stardust is an institution. Even if it's not there, the Stardust is one of the most famous casinos in Las Vegas, in the history of Las Vegas. And I won't tell you too much about it now because I did in the Las Vegas episodes of FYI. So he goes, when I go to the Stardust on the Strip. Now, the Strip, when you think of the Strip, es la franja. No? También es una tira, chicken strips. Es un trozo largo de algo. So the Strip is like the main drag, la calle principal. A lot of times we talk about the Vegas Strip, but you can also cruise the Strip in Hollywood. The Sunset Strip. See, so a lot of times we talk about that, esa calle donde vas con el coche y están todas las luces y la gente pasa. That's the Strip, the main drag. So it's something we use with Las Vegas, but you can use it really anywhere in any city. So when I go to the Stardust on the Strip, I'll roll the dice and hope for the best, because I'll know that literally, no doubt about it, the die is cast. Excellent job. Now, this is quite interesting because we just said that you toss the dice or you roll the dice. Why does it say here to cast? Well, this is Julius Caesar. He spoke a different English. Well, he spoke Latin, first of all. But you wouldn't say cast the dice because it sounds very formal. So we would say toss the dice, roll the dice. But the expression, la suerte está echada is the die is cast. It means, you know, you've already done everything in your power. There's nothing else you can do. You just have to, como decimos en inglés, it's a waiting game. Me encanta esta expresión. Es un juego de esperar. ¿Qué significa? Toca esperar. Que ahora tú has hecho lo tuyo, ahora tienes que esperar. The ball is in their court. Or, you know, you're waiting because the deadline is ahead and you're prepared ahead of time. Said nobody ever. Let's see. Lemura says, my son passed with flying colors. Well, what did he pass? An exam, I imagine. Now let's roll the dice in the EVAO exam. All right. Well, to roll the dice is tirar los dados. But excellent expression over here, Lemura. My son passed with flying colors. Aprobó con facilidad. He passed with flying colors. Wow, guys, we have learned so much so far in the first part of today's show, and we have so much more to learn. But we're going to take a quick commercial break right now. If I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around. ¿Conoces los super eficaces Summer Impacts de Vaughan? Considéralo como un chute de inglés. ¿Y qué mejor momento que en medio del verano? Los Summer Impacts de Vaughan empiezan el 30 de mayo y van hasta el 5 de septiembre. Aprovecha este verano para ganar confianza y empezar septiembre pisando fuerte. Y puedes escoger lo que mejor te convenga, o presencial o bien por videoconferencia. Whatever floats your boat. Tenemos horarios de tarde y de mañana. Tendrás un profesor Vaughan para ayudarte con la pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs y los errores más comunes. Las clases son 100% orales y dinámicas. Make the most of this summer with Summer Impacts. Aprovecha el verano con los Summer Impacts de Vaughan. Give your English a boost. Y si te apuntas antes del 31 de mayo, recibirás un descuento de un 30%. Para más información, visita nuestra web, grupovaughan.com, o llámanos al 911-385831. Summer Impacts de Vaughan. What are you waiting for?
Nuestros campamentos este año tienen un extra de diversión. Tanto si buscas un planazo de ciudad o darles un verano de multiaventura en inglés, tenemos un plan diseñado donde el aprendizaje y la diversión van de la mano. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes. But in exchange for nothing.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name. Exclusively on Vaughn Radio. The first and only all English learning radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, Vaughn Radio, make sure you download our free app. And if podcasts are your thing, remember you can find all the Vaughn Radio programs wherever you listen to podcasts. The Show with No Name, No Excuses, Kyle Miller's Drive Time, which is a wonderful show. If you haven't heard it, I'm sure many of you have. Kyle Miller's show is excellent. Tash Pasqua is a master, una maestra. Pero no digo maestra como profesora, digo maestra like Leonardo da Vinci like style. That's Tash Pasqua. And you can listen to her every day. Again, if you can't at 3 o'clock, you can tune in wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can join Tosh. Her show, like with all of our shows, are totally interactive. So make sure you play along. And even if you're not answering on social media or playing along, you know, live, make sure you're at least saying the structures, the vocabulary that's looked at. Make sure you're saying that aloud in voz alta. And this way, it becomes so much more than just a listening experience. And my amigos, speaking of listening, it's time for a section where we listen to a famous person speaking, and you guys have to figure out what's going on. It's time for Say What? Say what? What? Right, amigos, it's the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And I can't believe it, folks, but we've got another month, less than a month. Menos. That's right. Less than a month. Why? Well, because I'm going on vacation, like for the whole month. I don't think I've done that in a long time. Like, I mean, on vacation, meaning I'm not going to produce the show with no name, and I'm not going to produce FYI. And I'll only be giving a few classes here and there from time to time. But I'm literally going to be on holiday, on vacation, llámalo como quieras, the whole month of July. So the 26th, we are out of here. Nos vamos a Estados Unidos, nos piramos. We're out of here, vampire. Nos piramos, vampiro. Me piro, vampiro. Okay, not very funny, sorry. But I can't wait. But the good news is, even though I won't be producing the show with no name, I won't be producing FYI, you have tons, I mean tons and tons, heaps of content available. And I've got so many episodes of FYI, unheard episodes coming out in the summer when we're on break. So stay tuned wherever you follow your Vaughn podcasts, follow For Your English, and get ready to learn about an interesting topic every week. All right. Well, my amigos, we need to take a look at today's Say What soundbite. What we're going to do is play this soundbite for you four times. You'll have four chances to write down every single word you hear. But after these first two listens, what I want you to do is just give me a general idea of what you heard in your own words. Is everybody ready? Grab a pen, grab a notebook, and write down what you hear. This is the Say What soundbite for the first time.
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds?
Yes.
Why are you guys so sweaty?
All right, we've already figured out how to do this. The beds match up perfectly.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, what do you think? Easy? Easier than yesterday? On a scale of 1 to 10, is this... I would say it's somewhere in the middle, possibly. All right, well, let's do it. Let's hear it a second time. And then, as always, I want to hear what you guys heard. I want you to give me, in your best English, your observations, your take. Your take is tu opinión. Okay? Are you ready? This is the Say What soundbite here for the second time. Please write down what you hear.
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds?
Yes.
Why are you guys so sweaty?
All right, we've already figured out how to do this. The beds match up perfectly.
Okay, short. I would say it's pretty short, but the guy's speaking pretty fast as well. So, whew, but we'll see. Usually what I see happens in this part is that we've got usually a word or an expression that is harder than the rest. Que es más difícil que los demás. That's, at least from my experience, there's one word in the, you know, in every Say What soundbite, one word or expression, as I said, that is a doozy. And I love that word, a doozy. ¿Cómo se escribe a doozy? Vamos a ver, no me lo da word reference. Thanks, word reference. A doozy. Something outstanding or unique of its kind. So, doozy. A ver, come on, I don't like that, a doozy. Something that is extraordinary. Esta me gusta. ¿Ves? You can't always trust the first definition you find either. So what is a doozy? A doozy is something that is extraordinary, often troublesome, que causa problemas, difficult or problematic, but sometimes extraordinary in a positive sense. In this sense, I mean, es esa que no sabes, esa que falta, ¿no? El tema pendiente, the doozy, the one that just throws you off, te desconcerta. Me encanta la palabra porque me encanta cómo suena. It's a doozy. All right. Hey, well, my pledge, mi promesa, is to teach you guys real English, English that you'll hear, you know, English that my mother would use as well. But English that you can't find on word reference, obviously. Okay, so what did you guys hear there? What kind of accent? I heard a couple voices going on there, so that's cool. We know at least it's a conversation. It's not a monologue or a soliloquy from Shakespeare. Nope. All right. The person's speaking really fast, so that could mean a couple things. That could mean the person's nervous. The person's just a fast talker. Some people I know are fast talkers. I have a friend, I won't mention any names to protect the innocent here, but I have a friend who's such a fast talker that I don't understand him in English or in Spanish. And he speaks both languages well, but he just speaks a mile a minute. And I'm a fast talker, folks. I think anybody would consider me a fast talker. I can't help it. No lo puedo evitar. Okay, I'll start. I don't see anybody giving us any feedback yet on what we heard. So if you want, I'll kick off. Oh, Nata says, is the 26th of June will be the last show? No, I don't think so. I mean, if you want, I'll check, but I don't really know when it is. Let me check my calendar here. The last show before I go to the United States, as far as I know, will be the 24th of June, which is a Friday, because I am not doing a show on the 26th, not that, on a Sunday. I love you guys, but not that much. So, to answer your question, yes, that will be when I'm in the United States. I'll already be in the United States on the 26th. Because remember, when you go stateside, cuando vas hacia los Estados Unidos, you travel in time. Yeah, you actually gain like hours. It's pretty crazy. It's mind-blowing. I've done it a million times, and it still blows my mind every time. So the last show and the last episode of FYI for the summer will be on the 24th of June. Again, Vaughn Radio, tons of other shows will be going on in July as well. And I'll be back here in August as well doing shows. The only thing is I'll just be doing show with no name. There won't be any FYI in July and August, except all these bonus episodes that I'm releasing and all these new episodes that we've got until then. So you've got a lot of great content to get you ready for the summer. And remember, if you want more, you can go to our VaughnTienda.com or just come to the book fair. Venid a la Feria del Libro. Okay, let's see what you guys heard over there. The first one to participate in the Say What soundbite is Kubla. Kubla says, it sounds to be a conversation between three or more American people, some men and one lady. She asks why the men are so sweaty, and one of them answers something about a bed and a perfect match. Speaking of perfect, that's as perfect as it can get there. Great description. Sure. I think it was spot on and grammatically correct. So great job, Kubla. Excellent observations. Let's see who else wants to participate. Gabi Tafu says, someone asking something about a pet? Are you asking me? Or you say, I don't know, because it's a question. I don't know. Well, I'm asking you. Lemura said, I heard three people speaking, two men and a woman. They are talking about how sweaty someone is. So sweaty, there's an easy word for you. Well, at least it seems that way. It seems like most of you heard that word, sweaty. Okay, well, we're going to analyze that a little more. We're going to hear it two more times, and then later at the end of the show, we'll see who it is, where it's from, what's being said, the accent, and all that jazz. Y todo eso, todo lo que conlleva. But right now, we're going to move on to our spelling bee. And today, All right, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to give you a heads up. Te voy a dar un aviso. Os voy a dar un aviso. Why? Because today there are dashes, hay guiones, there are numbers, like, tú sabes, parece como números de confirmación or tracking numbers or model numbers, como modelo de tu móvil. That's what they look like today. So what do I want from you? What I always want. I want you to write down the six things I'm about to tell you, and I want you to tell me what they are, and I want you to tell me what they have in common. And as I said, you've been forewarned, prevenidos. It's not your average, no es el típico, it's not your average spelling bee. Not today. No way. So are you guys ready? This is OTSS here. Only the strong survive. But don't worry if you don't get it on the first go. Why? I'm going to repeat it moments later. At a more human pace. Una velocidad más humana. Okay? But this is for you superstars who you just can't get enough. You just can't get enough. You just can't get enough spelling bees. You just can't get enough. Are you ready? Here we go, guys. The first word is F-O-C-K-E. Ya me equivoco yo. Dash. Oh, man. Empiezo de nuevo. See? I said O-T-S-S. I'm not one of the strong. I'm honest with you guys, right? I think I would be in the second group always. I don't care if it's my native language. I'm just slow. Soy un poco lento. It's my problem. It's not a language thing, guys. No tiene que ver con idioma esto. Here we go again. We just rewound, and we're ready to begin again. The first word is, come on, Alberto, you can do this. F-O-C-K-E dash W-U-L-F space F-W S-I-K-O-R-S-61. Eso es la primera. The next one, S-I-K-O-R-S-K-Y space R-4. The next one is B-E-L-L space 4-7. The next one is S-A-313 space A-L-O-U-E-T-T-E. Y ahí paramos. The next one is M-I-L space M-I-8. And the last one is C-H-47 space C-H-I-N-O-O-K. Me ha costado la vida. I'm sweating. Speaking of sweaty. Sudado. Jesus Christ. I am sweating like a pig over here. That was tough to say. Now, hopefully, somebody got it here. These are six things. They all have something in common. And not just that they all have a number in them. But I guess that can give us some information. Maybe it's a model number. No? Un número de modelo de algún coche o móvil. I don't know. I do know. But I'm just, you know, throwing some questions out there. All right. Eric Aldair. See, I didn't know if it's Eric or Erica. Guys, it's difficult when you don't put, like, when you don't separate con puntos and stuff. It's hard to read. What does dash mean? Well, dash is a hyphen. Hyphen. No? I think you say barra. I have to look it up. Búscalo en español, dash, D-A, lo has escrito bien, ahora pregunta a Google y te va a decir, pero creo que es guión, right? Dash, or hyphen se escribe, con Y-P-H, H-Y-P-H-E-N, what? Yeah, it's a weird one. All right, let's see over here, we've got somebody taking a stab at it. And I'm looking at it really quickly over here. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got a winner over here. Please give it up for your classmate, Kubla. Wow. And Kubla also, you got what they have in common, too. So excellent job. Excellent job. That was really tough. As I said, probably not just for you guys, but for me as a teacher, it was really tough. All right. Well, as Kubla said, these are famous choppers. And what is a chopper? Well, a chopper is another way to say a helicopter. That's right, folks. Today we're going to look at some of the most influential choppers, helicopters, ever. All right, so are you guys ready? We're going to go with round two in today's Spelling Bee. Remember, today we're going to practice numbers, letters, a little bit of everything. So is everybody ready? Round two. Ding, ding. The first model. Ya como ya sabemos lo que es. The first model of helicopter we're going to talk about is the FOCKE-WU. Eso es difícil, ¿eh? WU. Yeah, son dos letras. LF space FW-61. The next one. Piénsalo como un número de confirmación, ¿no? The next one, S-I-K, o código de Wi-Fi, ¿no? Same thing, like mayúscula, minúscula, guión bajo, guión. This is tough in your own language. All right, so number two is S-I-K-O-R-S-K-Y space R-4. The next one, probably the easiest one, B-E-L-L space 4-7. The next one is S-A-313 space A-L-O-U-E-T-T-E. The next one is M-I-L space M-I-8. And the last one is C-H-47 space, C-H-I-N-O-O-K. Woo! I gotta say, this is a tough spelling bee, even for your teacher. Hasta para vuestro profe. And why do we call, I was thinking about that as I was going through the list, why do we call a helicopter a chopper? Well, put your head there, if you want, and you'll see it'll chop your head off. Those blades, the blades are the things that spin around on top of the helicopter. On my YouTube page, I have a video where I talk about all this vocabulary, and I go on a helicopter ride. My wife got it for me for my birthday. And when we're about to take off, a puntos de despegar, we almost hit the ground because of my fat ass. I'm convinced. Estoy convencido que fue mi culo gordo. Check it out. You'll see it in the video. My wife was like, she closed her eyes like, oh my God, they're not going up. The helicopter's not lifting and they're going to hit the ground. And I was like, okay, it wasn't just my opinion. She goes, I closed my eyes. I was like, oops. I don't think I'm going to be going in helicopters anytime soon. And you guys know I'm an aviation buff, un amante de la aviación. And I like helicopters, but I'm more a fan of planes. Really, planes are my thing. So today we're going to take a look at some of the most common ones, or not some of the most common ones, but milestones in this world. No, hazañas, unos que cambiaron, ones that changed the rules, changed the game forever. And the reason we're going to look at this is because today in 1940, Igor Sikorsky performed the first successful single rotor helicopter flight. And the rotor, vamos a ver el vocabulario este, rotor, is el rotor. Well, ahí lo tienes. Sometimes it's easy, guys. Sometimes I think, oh, rotor, it's going to be something really difficult in Spanish. Y es la misma palabra. But be careful with those words. Some of those words with Latin roots, those are the hardest ones to pronounce. How many times have I heard people say bilingual? If I had a dime, si tuviera 10 céntimos, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be sitting in a rainforest or on a beach in Costa Rica. Pura vida, baby. All right, so these, as I said, are the most common. Some of them the most common. Some of them were firsts in the world of choppers. And the first one, I can't help but laugh when I say this one, the Focke-Wulf. Focke-Wulf. Yeah, well, if you know about aviation, there is a German company called Focke. It reminds me of the movie, what's the movie? Meet the Parents with Greg Focke, right? You call him Gelofoyen or something like that. So the Focke-Wulf, I'm going to try it in my best German here, okay? The Focke-Wulf FW-61. And the Focke-Wulf, this was the world's first helicopter. Now, I don't want to talk about helicopters without mentioning the predecessor. And that is our buddy Juan de la Cierva, who worked on the predecessor. So he was the one who kind of laid the groundwork, as we say, to lay the groundwork. How would you say that? I don't know. I think I looked at it the other day on the podcast, but only so much information fits in my head. You know, el trabajo preparatorio, preliminar, you know, to lay the groundwork. The stage was set, as we say. Ahora el escenario estaba listo, estaba preparado. El camino allanado. The way was paved. So you have a lot of different ways to express that concept. But I'm going to say it as many times as I can. The Focke-Wulf was considered the world's first helicopter. The next one is the Sikorsky R-4. The Sikorsky R-4. Now, this was the first mass-produced helicopter. So before that, they weren't mass-producing them. I'm sure they had the assembly line. I think you say cadena de montaje, the assembly line, which made it a lot easier. And anybody who knows a little bit about this world of aviation or helicopters knows that you can't talk about that without talking about that name, Sikorsky. The next one is the Bell 47. This was the first helicopter that was certified for civilian use. What is a civilian? Somebody who's not in the military. So this was the first one that you, as a consumer, as a very rich consumer, could purchase, right? We usually use the word purchase when we're talking about big, costly things, right? You purchase a house, you purchase a car. El departamento de compras, the purchasing department, right? Siempre jugando con esas palabras, as we do here on the show. And I'll tell you what, I can't believe it, but we have to take a quick commercial break. So we'll take a look at the three remaining choppers when we come back. Plus, we've got Name That Movie, we've got Double Trouble, we've got Homophones, and so much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
The moment you've been waiting for has arrived. Richard Vaughn will host Trivia Night at Roll Madrid. That's right, Richard Vaughn, the man, the myth, the legend, will put you to the test in English. Are you ready? Do you have what it takes? Join us Wednesday, June 8th. At 8:30 at Roll Madrid, Calle de Amaniel, número 23. Don't miss it for anything in the world. Richard Vaughn hosts Trivia Nights at Roll Madrid. See you there.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughn teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. and your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, vaughan.com.
Para más información sobre